And good morning and welcome to the Prescott Daily Courier. I'm Terry Ward, your Sun Sounds volunteer reader for today, and reading articles from yesterday's Daily Courier, dated April the 16th. Coming up this half hour, a two-year-old boy rescued after spending the night alone in rugged terrain. He was found by a dog. We'll have that story coming up. Also, let's take a quick look at the Highway 69 widening project, which resumes this summer. And in Chino Valley, adult crime is up, but juvenile crime is down. Concerns remain for DUIs in Chino. Among the stories coming up, we'll start with Charlotte Hall and the local DAR. That's the Daughters of the American Revolution. The headline says, celebrate the planting of the Liberty Tree on campus. The story says the front lawn of the four-acre downtown Charlotte Hall Museum now sports a fledgling Liberty Tree, officially a Kwanzaa flowering cherry tree, planted on April 11th, that was last Friday, in a ceremony to kick off Arizona's America 250 celebrations. The General George Crook chapter of the National Society of Daughters of the American Revolution and the Charlotte Hall Museum leadership hosted the celebration, attended by the dual organization and Prescott dignitaries and members and area residents, eager to show their patriotism with a festival, forever community gift. For the occasion, the museum offered free admission. Prescott resident Carissa Walton says she thinks it's very exciting to be part of history. She says she will delight in seeing future generations of Prescott and Arizona residents come and admire this tree that proudly stands in honor of the liberty of the community. The Prescott Liberty Tree and the unveiling of a commemorative marker during the gold shovel planting ceremony was carefully selected to represent this nation's liberty and freedom as it blooms for future generations of proud Americans and Arizonans within sight of the first territorial governor's mansion. The tree stands near the museum flagpole dedicated by the local DAR chapter. On July 4th of 1929, the ceremony was intended by DAR and museum leadership to be more than just a one-time event, but rather a chance to connect with American history in a meaningful way. This day, according to a spokesman for Charlotte Hall, represents the beginning of a year-long celebration recognizing the ideals and legacy of the United States. Guests will experience not only the planting ceremony, but also the extensive history that is preserved at Charlotte Hall Museum. The planting ceremony honors the vision of the museum's namesake, Charlotte Hall, who, through her writings and collections and preservation efforts, enabled those of Prescott's past, present, and future to embrace Charlotte's love of her frontier life and the can-do spirit of Arizona's cowboys and miners and visionaries who remained the heart of America's story, one that is celebrating 250 years of its founding ideals of liberty and freedom for its citizenry. Charlotte Hall Museum Executive Director Stuart Rosebrook said Charlotte Hall's life, work, and devotion to salvaging key places in the frontier history, such as the Governor's Mansion, built in 1864, inspire us each and every day in the work we do at the museum for our citizens and our nation. Arizona State DAR Regent Sarah Zeiker congratulated the local chapter for undertaking this fitting kickoff celebration in the great state of Arizona, given that Liberty Trees were such an important part of the American Revolution. This museum and campus are prime examples of what the state needs to invest in to preserve history for children. That's according to Arizona Legislative District 1 Representative Senator Mark Fincham. He was followed by Republican State Representative Selena Bliss, who declared the planting of this cherry tree as Prescott's Liberty Tree to be a tribute to America's 250th anniversary and the ideals on which the nation and the state stand. Celebration and planting are a humble reminder that today's citizens and elected leaders stand on the shoulders of the giants who came before us. In her reflection, Bliss shared memories of her years as a teen when she would come to visit and volunteer at the museum, and where she and others were treated to weaving demonstrations on handcrafted looms. She said she sees these grounds as an ideal setting to begin America's 250th anniversary commemorations on this campus with the planting of a flowering cherry tree as Prescott's Liberty Tree. She sees this ornamental tree that blooms in April and May as a lasting symbol of Arizona's contributions to the nation's prosperity, as it is identified as reflecting growth, remembrance, and unity. With praise for an audience of patriotic souls who love this country as much as I do, Prescott Mayor Phil Goods, a decorated Vietnam combat veteran and son of the American Revolution, said he views this as a grand start of many historic moments that will include the Battle of Lexington and Concord, and the shot heard round the world, the Battle of Bunker Hill, and the momentous 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Good declared it apropos, the choice of this Liberty Tree as a cherry tree, given the long-thought myth of George Washington's lesson in honesty when he confessed to cutting down his father's favorite cherry tree. Good said research for the new book suggests that the cherry tree legend was truth. Good then read aloud a city proclamation that honors the Daughters of the American Revolution's efforts to honor America's roots and contributions of all Americans, one that includes words of hope that future generations will carry forward with the ideals of democracy and individual liberty. And that headline, Charlotte Hall and the local Daughters of the American Revolution chapter, celebrating the planting of the Liberty Tree on the Charlotte Hall Museum campus. Well, the Heritage Park Zoo is going to host a Community Appreciation Day coming up April 26th. The story comes with a close-up photograph of a mountain lion. Looks like he's playing with a ball or something. He's got it in his paws there. A nice close-up photograph of this magnificent cat. The caption says, one of the cats at the Heritage Park Zoo, which will be hosting Community Appreciation Day. As the story said, Community Appreciation Day is held every spring when Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary offers free admission to all guests as a small thank you for the support they have received from the community over the past year. Guests are able to visit the 200-plus sanctuary residence and enjoy an outdoor day at the zoo, concessions available as well. The event this year will be held from 10 to 4 on April 26th. And the new summer hours at the zoo, being 9 to 5, that begins on May 1st. The zoo is a local not-for-profit, 501c3 wildlife sanctuary and education facility dependent on community for support. It's open to the public year-round and available for educational outreach programs on request. And the zoo also providing a wildlife triage and rescue to more than 400 injured animals every year. That brief story headlined Heritage Park Zoo to host the Community Appreciation Day free admission on April 26th. And the Prescott Community Cupboard getting an Easter food delivery. This story says Easter Sunday is coming up this Sunday, but Peter Cottontail received an early assist this year, hopping down the bunny trail to the Prescott Community Cupboard. The first of his helpers was Lisa Doherty of Williamson Valley. This past weekend, she delivered a couple dozen Easter treats to the food bank for the third consecutive year. Hopes other folks will follow her lead. She said, my parents made every holiday special, and it's in their memory that I'm happy to continue that tradition this Easter through this donation. Doherty goes on to say, I hope it brings a smile to the faces of children whose families might otherwise not have it in their budget to receive a visit from the Easter Bunny. The manager of the food bank is Corey West, and he says that he's so grateful for the donation. It brightens the day of each of the kids, he says, that come through our doors and receive one. And a huge thanks to anyone else willing to donate, he says, as we could use at least 100 Easter baskets or bags of treats this season. The Prescott Community Cupboard, located on Hillside Avenue, it's a corner of Walnut and Hillside, near the Fry's on Fair Street and Miller Valley Road. Drop-off hours are Monday and Wednesday, 9 until 6. And the community cupboard food bank was founded by 7 local churches back in 1973 as a temporary food source for the Prescott area. It was designed as a 501c3 nonprofit in 1981 and has been serving Yavapai County for 50 years, offering foods and staples to those experiencing food insecurity. For the year to date, they have provided 3,452 bags of food to clients. The Prescott Community Cupboard getting an Easter food delivery. Well, a Hometown Heroes program to acknowledge veterans. Prescott Valley is working on a new Hometown Heroes initiative to honor veterans and fallen service members, as well as active duty or reserve military with connections to the town. Applications are currently being accepted for tribute banners to be displayed this summer on street light poles around the Prescott Valley Civic Center. The banners will serve as a visible reminder of the deep respect and enduring gratitude for their service and an acknowledgement of the incredible resilience of our military families who stand strong alongside their loved ones. That's according to Everly Chadwick. He's the Chief Communications Officer. Banners will include the service member's name and branch of service, as well as rank and combat theater in memoriam designation, and a photo is optional if provided. The banner size is approximately 2.5 feet by 4.5 feet. To be part of the special program, honorees must currently or formerly have lived or worked in Prescott Valley. Each banner will display the service member's, as we said, name, rank, a branch of service. Photos must be high resolution, such as enlistment photo or other good quality headshot. And those that are scanned and uploaded are much appreciated as part of the application form. If help is required with this step or need help from the town to scan or to get your application in, let's see here. There's a phone number. It's 759-3123. That's 759-3123. And that is in the 928 area code. If you or someone you know is eligible and you'd like to see their service honored, submit an online application. Applications will be accepted. Let's see here. Quote from Mayor Kel Palgudu, who says, recognizing veterans active or non-active service from Prescott Valley with the banners, just one new way the town is focusing on our veterans. That one from the headline, Hometown Heroes Program to Acknowledge Veterans. Well, the town council has voted in favor of a citizen recreation facility advisory committee. This is from Prescott Valley. The town council voted to approve the appointed list of 2025 citizen recreation facility advisory committee members. A resolution was adopted last month that establishes the committee, which will provide recommendations to the town council on certain aspects of a future recreations facility regarding such thing as design, range, and amenities, as well as feasibility and structure of financing. The committee would also have a mandate to operate transparently, inspiring taxpayers to determine the level of investment they're willing to support. Council-appointed members include Patricia Betholtz, Sandy Graham, Max Hathaway, Carl Marsh, Ryan Goodell, Kay Gorman, and Mark Weber. Open application members include Jonathan Holdsworth, Eric Tetro, as well as Casey Quam and Sandy Griffiths. These members will participate apart from the town council appointees. It also created the opportunity to make sure all demographics and age groups were represented. The next step will be to schedule the first meeting, which will probably take place on a biweekly basis. Meetings will be open to the public, and dates will be announced later. Specific items regarding the new YMCA, as well as funding ideas, will be discussed. Additional topics include what types of amenities the YMCA will offer, and how it will be financially sustainable, and what funding options could be utilized. They will also review prior uses of funding obligations and total outstanding debt. The committee will look at dedicated funding sources for the design, construction, and operational costs. The Town Council of Prescott Valley voting in favor of the Citizens Recreation Facility Advisory Committee. And you're listening to the Prescott Daily Courier from the Flagstaff Studios of Sun Sounds of Arizona. Sun Sounds programming is directed to those who cannot use print material due to a disability. Listen to our live streams, learn how you can support Sun Sounds on our website, sunsounds.org. You can also hear Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or smart home device. Which brings us to this headline. A two-year-old rescued after spending the night alone in rugged terrain. He was found by a dog. And we see a photograph of this little guy. He's a cutie pie, too. He's got looks like pajama tops on. Yeah, maybe a Spider-Man motif there. And the caption says, Bowden Allen was found safe Tuesday morning at about 8:20 after spending the night in rugged terrain. And the story, onto the story, says a two-year-old boy was rescued Tuesday morning just before 5 p.m. on Monday. The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office responding to a report of a missing child, Bowden Allen. More than 40 search and rescue members, several deputies, Arizona Department of Public Safety, a DPS Ranger helicopter, and Coconino County Sheriff's deputies immediately headed to the area. After 16 hours of searching, a rancher approximately 7 miles away reported that a young child had walked onto his property. Upon arrival at the ranch, deputies confirmed this was indeed the missing boy. And during the overnight search, the DPS Ranger rescue helicopter spotted two mountain lions among the terrain the boy had traversed. The rancher who located the missing boy said his dog had discovered the boy while patrolling his property, likely protected and directed the missing boy to safety. The boy told the rancher he slept under a tree. Yep. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office, thanks, DPS, and all those involved. And, of course, Buford the dog, who stayed with the boy and brought him to safety. All right, two-year-old rescued after spending the night alone in the woods. Well, the police chief at Chino Valley says adult crime is up while juvenile crime is down, also expressing concern for the number of DUIs in Chino Valley. Story comes with the photograph. We see Chino Valley Police Chief Josh McIntyre standing at a podium in full uniform. The story says Police Chief McIntyre told the Chino Valley Council, Town Council, during a study session earlier this month that adult crime is up, juvenile crime is down, and DUIs remain a concern. The council members do not vote during study sessions. The report was informational. McIntyre reported that adult crime has increased from 246 arrests to 315 arrests this year. And during that same period, the juvenile crime decreased from 69 down to 29 arrests, while DUIs went from 54 last year to 51 this fiscal year, with several months still remaining in that time period for comparison. The adult crimes were not broken down by category in this report. Chief McIntyre attributed the decrease in youth arrests to having school resource officers at each of the four schools in Chino. Regarding the DUIs, McIntyre said police officers are catching more offenders, but not all of them. He said about half of the DUIs are locals. Some of the DUI arrests involved residents of Paulden, Ash Fork, and Flagstaff. Another concern is reckless driving, but the statistics show that Chino Valley police gave out far more warnings than tickets, as the police are working to be more educational than punitive. Chino Valley averages one fatal car collision each year and had two last year. McIntyre said police are visible and proactive to keep collisions down. And McIntyre reports that Chino Valley PD doing a good job with staffing, especially with the retention of its current officers. There are three cadets and one undergoing training to keep the department well-staffed. Camp Verde has 19 Chino Valley has 19 officers on patrol, with at least three on every shift for the four squads. Three officers are currently on modified assignments. Police chief says adult crime is up in Chino Valley, and juvenile crime is down. Well, the Highway 69 widening project resumes construction for the summer. And we see a panoramic shot of Highway 69 as it wends through the mountains. And you can see some cones up in the middle of the road and drivers making their way through that area. And the story says construction to widen a busy stretch of Highway 69 resumes this week after a pause in road work. ADOT says this phase of the nearly $10 million project will widen a two-mile segment of Highway 69 between Prescott Lakes Parkway and Heather Heights. And constructed in partnership with the Central Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization, the project ultimately aims to increase the capacity of the roadway from 4 to 6 lanes and include a raised center median between mileposts for a two-mile stretch. Yeah, this will be the last phase in the project that has taken over 10 years to plan, design, pay for, and construct. Now, daytime work will take place from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. Two travel lanes will remain open in each direction during the day. The innermost lane will be marked off with traffic cones while crews work on the median. And then during the evenings, Highway 69 will be narrowed to one lane in each direction between Prescott Lakes Parkway and Heather Heights. That from 8 p.m. until 6 a.m. and Sunday nights through Thursday mornings. Business access will be maintained through the project, although there may be brief restrictions when work takes place in front of driveways and side streets, and no restrictions on weekends and state holidays as they improve Highway 69 in that area. Well, up next, the story about the Prescott Valley Police offering a ride-along. We see a photograph, a couple of officers in a vehicle comes with this story. And the story says, having respect for those who choose law enforcement as a career goes without saying. And now, having shared a few hours during a ride-along with the Prescott Valley Police Department, I admire them even more. The story, obviously written in the first person by Deborah Winters, who is a staff reporter for the Daily Courier. She writes, growing up in New Jersey, I can still remember grammar school field trips to our local police department where they taught us about the dangers of drugs and other pertinent things. I still remember being intrigued by everything they spoke to us about. I worked as a civilian at a local police department inside the Detective Bureau for a few years, in addition to my newspaper reporting job. It was at the cop shop, as we affectionately referred to it in New Jersey, that I truly gained a deeper understanding of our men and women in blue. I even took the police exam per encouragement from the officers I worked with. However, I did not score high enough, unfortunately. Anyone interested in doing a ride-along can pick up the necessary paperwork required in the lobby at Prescott Valley Police on Civic Drive. Again, that story written by Daily Courier reporter Deborah Winters, who did a ride along with Prescott Valley Police. And we'll end with this story. A local singer, Drew Ryn, I'm going to pronounce that R-Y-N. She spells her last name. I'm going to pronounce it Ryn. Could be Rhine. Drew Ryn brings Chino Valley roots to the American Idol stage. And we see Drew on the stage, the American Idol stage, singing her heart out. Story says Chino Valley's own Drew Ryn is making waves on the national stage after earning a coveted golden ticket on American Idol. The singer impressed the judges with her heartfelt performance, securing a spot in the next round of the competition. With roots in the local community and big dreams ahead, Ryn is quickly becoming a hometown favorite as she takes her voice from small-town Arizona to the spotlight of Hollywood. She says, I dreamed my whole life of being able to say, I'm going to Hollywood, because when I was a little girl and I would sit in front of the TV, I would watch American Idol every time it was on with my family. That was like our family time, and I'd listen to all these people scream, I'm going to Hollywood. So she says it's sort of a legendary phrase in my mind. Now age 27 and living in Nashville, Ryn impressed the judges last month with an original ballad titled Walk on Water. Her heartfelt performance, vocal control, and emotional delivery made her one of the standout auditions of the season on American Idol. Ryn credits growing up in Chino Valley with shaping her journey as a performer, saying, I'm so blessed to be a small-town girl because the things that came my way later down the line in life and in my music career, I just couldn't be more grateful, she says. And she recently flew back to Chino Valley from Nashville, or from, I guess from Hollywood, to watch the audition with her family. Local resident Drew Ryn brings Chino Valley roots to the American Idol stage. Well, you are listening to the Prescott Daily Courier. I'm Terry Ward. And stay tuned. Stick around. Sun Sounds of Arizona for more great programming. And we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.